This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. Vice President Dick Cheney made an unannounced visit to Baghdad today. It's the beginning of a week-long tour of the Middle East.
I do sense today a greater awareness on the part of the Iraqi officials I talked to of the importance of their working together to resolve these issues in a timely fashion. I think they recognize that it's in their interest as well as in our interest that they make progress on the political front just as we deal with the security issues.
The vice president traveled to Iraq to visit with Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, who is facing increased pressure from the White House to bring the violence in Iraq under control. With us now from Baghdad is Sudarshan Raghavan. He's the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here.
If you can, Sudarshan, tell us a little bit more about what exactly Vice President Cheney hopes to accomplish while they're in Baghdad.
Well, he's here essentially to accomplish three things. He's discussing the whole issue of Iraq sectarian violence with the Iraqi officials. Despite a new Baghdad security plan 3 months old, the violence really hasn't stopped or reduced in any way. Second thing he's discussing is the political timelines and benchmarks for Iraq, issues like oil, the sharing of oil revenues, and a de-Ba'athification law, which would allow former members of Saddam Hussein's regime to come back into their old jobs. This is something that the Bush administration feels is essential to pass in order for political reconciliation to happen. The Iraqis feel that it's unrealistic to expect any of these proposals to be passed by the end of the summer as the administration wants. The third thing is the minority Sunni Muslims in government. There have been, especially in recent days, there have been threats by the Sunni coalition, Sunni Arab coalition, to pull out a government, which would be devastating to the government of Nouri al-Maliki. But last but not least, the whole issue of Iraq's parliament taking a two-month-long recess. They're normally scheduled to do so this summer, but U.S. officials are pressing them to not take this in order to achieve some of these political benchmarks.
The timing of this trip strikes me as a bit odd. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice just met with Maliki in Egypt last week. Why the need for such a quick follow-up visit from Cheney?
Well, I think there's a couple of reasons for that. First of all, it certainly shows the commitment of the Bush administration to the Middle East and solving the issues of confronting Iraq. The second reason is King Abdullah of Saudi Arabia has recently been very critical of the American presence in Iraq, calling it, quote, an illegal foreign occupation. He also refused to host Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki a couple of days before the Sharm el-Sheikh summit of last week, which was a reminder how much Saudi Arabia is constrained by its Sunni constituency from offering support to the Shiite-led government of Maliki. It really illustrated the concern that many Saudis have of a powerful Shiite Arab government next door to them. So I think Mr. Cheney is certainly going to be discussing these issues. His ties to Saudi Arabia are very close, and hopefully, I think the thinking is that maybe he could convince the Saudis to be much more to participate much more in what's unfolding in Iraq.
Sudarshan Raghavan is the Baghdad bureau chief for The Washington Post. Thanks so much.
My pleasure.